Yeah, very tight game. Paul Town are used to winning every game, and I said to the lads half time, we just needed to raise the tempo. I knew they played for 90 minutes, and even when we were 3-1 up, you know, where they're used to winning every week, obviously they never know when they're beat. You know, similar team to what we are, you know. I was really pleased with the guys' character. Obviously, Ian Seabrook's been very unlucky with a couple of strikes tonight. One of them was superb to come off the bar. So, yeah, looking at it, I mean, 3-2. I was a little bit disappointed with the way the second goal, because I thought, you know, the two-goal margin was always between the teams, you know, but they pushed us all the way.
You mentioned Ian Seabrook, who slotted the penalty, but a word for Jack McCarthy, who opened things up, and a lovely finish by his substitute Lee Walls as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, we're a good squad. All the lads work hard together, and we've got a never say die attitude, basically. So, you know, but I was glad we got the ball down and played a little bit tonight, because the first 20 minutes with the balls in the air, and I said, look, you know, it's food and drink to them. You know, that's how they win matches. You get the ball down and try and play through them rather than over them. And I was really pleased with the second half performance.
Do you feel that you got the rub of the green maybe with some of the refereeing decisions? So I know that the pool players were unhappy with the penalty you got, and they feel maybe they should have had a spot kick at the other end?
The second one, I thought, to be honest with you, I mean, Gibbo got pushed, so that was the reason why, you know, if he did seem to amble, that was the reason behind it. So, I think overall, you know, they won quite a few decisions when it comes to free kick-wise. I count them up, but, you know, we gave away 24 free kicks tonight. That's more probably in the last six games. So, like I say, that's the way it goes with referees. You know, the linesman, I thought, you know, was strong in giving a decision, what he saw. The referee didn't see it, so fair play to the linesman.
And good win tonight. Looking forward to Cinderford now at the weekend. I mean, that sets you up nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, Cinderford will be very difficult. They've won the first two games, and it's always difficult against them. We only beat them 1-0 last year, so it's another team from the land of the Giants. You know, they've got two or three players over 6'6", so we know what to expect. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Can't do no more than, you know, winning the first two games, and that's what we've done, so fair play.